Meeting is now called to order. Under our superintendent's policy of government and compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that after notice of this regular scheduled meeting has been sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. In terms of the date and location of this meeting, I provide a notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmembers Bertholdt.
Here.
Keeler.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Lexstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Those begin with remarks from the audience, so if there's anyone who wishes to be heard on any issue, we just invite you to please state your name and address for the record. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris Rupacolo. I live at 37 Ocean Avenue. I've been speaking with Councilman Rooney about 356 Ocean Avenue. This has been going on for way too many years. I've lived here almost 20 years, and you know, this house has just been falling apart. At night, all I hear is clanking. There are dates that were supposed to be met, November 15th, repair broken windows, fix screens, secure doors, repair of roof by January 31st. All these dates, nothing has happened. It's absolutely unbelievable. I have to look at this, it's a nuisance. In the summertime, it's absolutely unbelievable what goes on. People defecating on the property because nobody's there. I believe they haven't lived there probably since 2003 or four. The roof is falling apart. These were photos taken 3 days ago. I have three copies. I didn't make them for all, but I'm sorry. But it's at a point where, you know, as a neighbor, I try to always do the right thing. I look after what's going on in the neighborhood. But when people are wandering all over the property because it's basically abandoned, there's a truck on there that's literally disintegrating into the ground. I don't know, we need to keep the dates. I have other neighbors here that are like, we're done. I can't see another sun going by that every time somebody comes on my property, they go, what's up with that? It's a travesty, and it's unbelievable that I have to come here and explain this to you. It's an eyesore. It's a nuisance. I'm afraid that when we do have a very bad windstorm, things are going to be flying into my house. I built two homes. I've spent millions of dollars. I expect nobody who's put them on here, and my tragedy of, you know, I need money or anything. My taxes have gone up $4,000 in a year on one house. I don't know what else to say. I think you guys get the message, and we need to get this done. We need to fix it, whatever's got to be done. It needs to be rectified. It can't go on like this anymore. And in those photos, you can see that plywood was put up where broken windows were and then tried to paint it. That's not what was in the what my understanding is what was supposed to be done. There was supposed to be siding, roofing, fascia, none of that. All I hear is clanking and things flying around. So I'm just real worried because in the summertime, or even now in the winter, there's pipes on the roof that if we have a really bad storm, and we've had quite a few of them lately, I'm really afraid that it's going to hurt somebody or hurt, you know, coming to a house or something. So that's where we're at right now. You know, I would appreciate gas will help me out.
Let me first say thank you for taking the time to come out and say this and for the record. So you know there's legal issues at hand, so I'm going to let the lawyer respond, so I won't say something improperly.
Okay.
Sure. As you refer to, there is an agreement in place that was arrived at after the borough began litigation against the property owners. The matter was sent to mediation by the judge. There was a settlement agreement that was put into place that pertained to 356. It also pertained to 1056, so two separate properties. It has been an extremely difficult process in dealing with the property owners because although some of the things in the agreement have been taken care of, nothing was taken care of within the time it was supposed to. Right now, 356 is supposed to be re-sided, there's supposed to be a new roof put on, and that was supposed to be done by January 31st. I've been in contact with the property owner's attorney to find out what the status was and to get a firm date, because we're supposed to be in municipal court next Thursday. And we'll move to enforce pending summonses if there has not been progress. I mean, I will say that some things have been done. There was a shed in the garage on the property that was supposed to be removed. That was taken down. Some of the junk and debris has been removed, but you're right. The house itself, in terms of being put into at least passable condition as it's supposed to be under the agreement, has not been taken care of. So we're on top of it. I understand the
frustration. And I didn't even mention the animals.
I'm sorry?
I didn't even mention the raccoons and whatever else is living in there.
Well, I understand. I mean, there may be a whole host of other issues there. It's, you know, look, it's an abandoned property. It's ugly, it's unsightly, it's just about everything you can possibly, any adjective you can come up with, it fits. We're doing what we can within the confines of the law. We do have a settlement agreement that can be enforced. If those things are not done, taken care of within a relatively short period of time, we'll move to enforce the agreement. We're going to, as I said, we're going to be in court next Thursday, so unless there's some progress, we'll take action on the municipal court side. But in the Superior Court, we can move to enforce the agreement as well. And we'll do that unless we see those items are completed.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I just asked the administrator to speak to the police and animal control officer to see if there's anything trackable.
What's going on there right now with the painting and the plywood over the windows? That's not part of the agreement. Is it?
Well, it is, yeah. The
house is that side? Is that considered siding?
No, it's not painted. The house has to be sided. It has to be sided, and the roof has to be redone.
Because that looks just as bad.
Well, these pictures are recent, they're certain as
well. Yeah,
those pictures are really good. Yes. Okay. So,
it's still looking pretty deplorable in this.
On the same topic, it makes sense to talk about this all at once. I'm a neighbor also of this property. I'd like to understand how this you move to enforce it. So what are the teeth to this agreement? Are there penalties, or can the city go in and do the work and then charge the property owner for it? Who's sitting right here so that we don't have to like ignore the fact that
I'm well aware of the fact that there's that who's sitting in the audience. And yeah, there are a number of things that can be done. We can ask the court to hold the property owners in contempt. We can ask them to be fined. We can ask for permission to go ahead and do the work and impose that as a tax lien on the property. There are a number of things we can do.
And is the council willing to ask you to do that? That's one of my questions. I feel horrible that I'm here having to do this with my neighbors sitting here, but these are my other neighbors. And this has been going on for a very long time. Hurricane Sandy happened 6.5 years ago. My family went through hell, Chris's family went through hell, all of us went through a very difficult time. My family has 3 mortgages because we had to fix our house and make our house look right because we're decent neighbors and we're taking care of things. And if the situation is that there's not money to take care of, then the property needs to be sold or the house needs to be knocked down. There's different ways to deal with things, but letting this continue. I have people that come onto my property and think that they can park there because they park at that lot. We've had to call the police before over the years about this, about the parking there. And God forbid that the neighbors next door wanted to sell the property to Dixon's. How could you sell your house when you think you have this really beautiful waterfront property and you're next to this derelict house? I would like the council to all say, yes, we're willing to get behind our attorney and say, this can't go on anymore. This is a fair former mayor of Seabright who should be setting a good example for the community, and we need to do more to get this done. This is enough. Like the Navy had it. And God forbid there was a fire. We had this fire in town on a windy night. Imagine if that place was on fire and it very quickly could spread to all the neighboring properties. It's very concerning, and we need to get this done. I appreciate the work that you've done. I'm just saying, as a citizen, we want this to go forward. I'm willing to go to court, whatever you want. You want witnesses, you need neighbors to say stuff, but enough is enough.
I appreciate that. I know you were all ready to come when we did have a scheduled court hearing. The mayor and council have made it perfectly clear that care of. So I don't need any further authority. We're going to continue to move under the settlement agreement to get things done. It's been a very frustrating process. Frankly, it's a little difficult to understand from a logical perspective as to why these things haven't been taken care of up to now. But we do have the authority from the council to go ahead and take the legal action as necessary to make sure that it's done. We'll do that.
And when can we follow back up? So should we come back in 2 weeks? Will we have more information by then?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're welcome to come back at any meeting, and hopefully between now and then you'll see some progress.
Okay, thank you. Nancy Cadeco from Great Ocean Avenue.
I have a question for you, sir. Did you say that this agreement was supposed to have been taken care of by January 31st?
January 31st was the deadline for the re-signing and the roofing.
And what's today?
19th.
The 19th of February, so it's already delinquent. Are we is my neighbor getting fined per day? Are the police checking on things?
It's not a police matter, it's a civil litigation matter.
We've been paying municipal legal fees. As a taxpayer, I've been paying legal fees for years now, for years on this. Do we need to pick it? Do we pick it our town council? Do we pick it the property? Do we call the newspaper? Do we call the New Jersey Attorney General and say, hey, what's happening here? We have a problem in a town that has been going on for years. We need some help.
Well, there's certainly.
Do you not take it serious?
Well, I think that would be a mischaracterization to say that we're not taking it seriously. I think it would be fair to say that the courts tend to side with property owners.
Why is that, Mayor?
I don't know, but I can tell you that this has been going on for as long as I've been in office, and I'm coming into the end of my 8th year. So I have an extraordinary amount of frustration as well. There's only so much that we can do legally, and as the attorney said, he's been authorized to take it to wherever he needs to take it to bring some relief.
Is there any excuse, reason that they give you for things can't be done?
I look at the court records, which show there's been myriad delays, reschedules, new judge assignments, vacations, illnesses, pretty much you name it.
So I would assume that something else is going on, and I hope that we can find out what it is. And if we can do anything, we try to be really good neighbors, okay? We're working, we look out for each other, and you're not being a good neighbor, Joanne. And I think it's sad. We all need to work together. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else put your name on record on this issue while your city came out?
We actually partnered with the Mental Health Association of Monmouth County, essentially to combine our brand resources and their knowledge, experience on mental health. And we actually want to host a fundraising campaign at the start of the summer, so I'm really here just to ask for your A, approval, and B, maybe assistance in launching that campaign. I have any literature you might want to take a look at, or for a website, but if I could, maybe just leave this with you, and is there something I could follow up with?
I'm sorry, what did you say your first name was again?
Brian.
Brian, we actually have a special events committee, and our council president, Lexine, actually chairs the public relations committee, so he's probably the right person for you to speak with.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
if you want to speak to your meeting.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a little explanation of what we're trying to do, and a packet about our company. And then there's just a card if you would like to reach out to me, and I'd be happy to talk about more, but it's something pretty special, and I think we can do some great.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll move it to the contract.
Motion is second. Councilmembers Wurtzall.
Yes.
Keeler. Kelly.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Bailey.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Mayor, I do have one comment just on 41-2019 regarding the summer businesses and the bid that we receive.
Yes.
I would like to see if we could, in the future, move that a little sooner than February. Try and get that, you know, on the agenda as early as possible in the year, because I know a few of these businesses have mentioned to me that they would like to see it get started as soon as possible so that they can get their bids in and get their schedule set up for the summer. A lot of these have classes involved and people planning and prep and preparation for courses, their kids coming out for summer camp and stuff like that. So,
Chris, when did the bids? Could you recall when the bids went out for this? When they were advertised and then received? Do you recall?
Last year, we did it late. Like they didn't come in until May.
Yeah, so I'd like to see if we can get it started, get the process started sometime around like December or January of next year, so we can get it in.
We do it at the same time we do RFPs.
But I was going to say, why don't you make it part of the RFP package that usually goes out around Halloween?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have ordinances. We have ordinance number 4/2019.
I'll introduce the ordinance.
Second.
Councilmembers Wurtzall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Thank you.
accept administration shared service and public relations, chaired by Council President Wilson.
Okay, great. Further in shared services, I think Jack has pointed out the fact that we have re-up with our shared service with the court, with OSHA court for another year. So that is a good thing. It continues to lead us in the direction which everyone seems to appreciate of sharing, of saving taxpayer dollars by using other towns to do some work for us. And the court relationship, I think, has been a very, very good one, as Jack repeatedly reports back. And I used to care for it, and I know it's the same thing, but I care for it. Also, with regard to public relations, I put out a post this morning on Facebook. We are in desperate need of volunteers for the farmers market. Sonia Capillo is not going to be able to do it anymore. Linda Blevins said that she still will, but she needs someone else to help her. And we seem to have gotten, I believe we got a few responses back today. I will follow up on that, but if we don't get anyone else to help, it's not going to happen this year. Linda just can't do it on her own, and I do not want to do it for free. Sonia did it for free, and they've been amazing, but we've got it. Hopefully someone else will come on in and hang on there.
Just one question.
Yeah.
What does that involve, just briefly?
So it involves getting, basically what they do is they organize where the vendors are going to go every single day. First of all, they get the vendors. So it's processing all the applications. They also actually go out and go to other markets and talk to vendors. Once the applications come in, they go through the applications. We get a lot of applications that just aren't appropriate for our market, so we unfortunately have to tell them no, because we don't want to turn it into a flea market. We're trying to keep that farmer's market. We don't want people competing with one another because it's a small market. And then on a day-to-day basis, a weekly basis rather, it's organizing where each vendor is going to go, because you have to put them in their spot, and different people have different spots and personalities. Some vendors don't like being next to another vendor. So you sort of have to pay. You have to, and believe it or not, that actually happens. So during the day of the farmer's market, sometimes you do have to play a little bit of a referee.
That's a
team
room.
Yeah. It's every Thursday.
I'm sorry, beginning
and ending. I don't know that we completely decided that yet. That's the way it's going to begin, but it usually ends around Memorial Day. I mean, later. And it's probably going to start right after Memorial Day.
In fact, if somebody asks me something,
I'll... Okay, yeah, pass it on. All right, and then the only other thing I have is at our workshop, we formed decorations committee, and just an option for decorations. We got this frame. This is not an original map, but it's a reproduction of a map. Showing the village of Seabright, I mean, it's the borough, it's already a borough, but it basically gives you an idea of what this town looked like back in the day. This is a reproduction of a map. I think it got distributed a few years ago. I don't know for what purpose it was drawn up, but I got a frame. I'm donating it to the town, and hopefully the decoration committee can see fit that it probably belongs in this room. But I'll leave that to the decoration committee. I think it's a good,
Thank you, Mark.
I think it's something nice for the town. So. I'm not forcing it upon everyone who that that's what we're going to come up with, but I think it'd be a nice addition.
Very nice.
So,
I'm just going to suggest one.
I don't know. There are some nice walls in here. There's some nice walls in the library. And I know there's a whole other building to decorate also. So, there are a number of places that can check. So, yeah. So, other than that, Robert's here.
Thank you, Councilman.
On education, I'll just say progress and good progress. You are making good progress with that situation, I'm sure. Library, this is an exciting time. I'm going to be getting into our library. It looks like we're going to be moving from the church February 26th. The library across the street of the church will close, and we will reopen March the 4th at 10 a.m. The hours will stay the same. We have Monday through Friday is 10 to 5, and Saturday is 9 to 12. So that's very exciting. This will, it's just that we've been through so much since Sandy, and I feel like we've been through an awful lot, this whole town, and just to finally get back in our building is a credit to all of us sticking together through a lot of difficult times. Not easy, but
16, the Mayor Wong will cut the ribbon at noon. The first building built since the early 1900s by the borough of Seabright. This is it. And we're going to have a nice event from 10:30 to 11. We're going to have a magician here. This is during March 16th, the ribbon cutting. We're also going to have some face painting. Then at noon, we're going to have the ribbon cutting. And then we're going to have food donated by the same people that donated food when we had the order of disciples, Richard's Deli, Stroker's Deli, Caputo's Bakery. And then we're going to have some tours given by Councilman Rooney. So, more time than the event actually started at 10.
Okay.
And the ribbon cutting will be at noon. And then hopefully we'll just have some nice weather and enjoy the building. And public safety, I don't know how to explain what our firemen do, but, you know, I was thinking about the fire we had a couple of years back about the liquor store. You know, and that was a very similar situation where it was, I think that was actually a lot worse than weather conditions, cold, middle of the night. And what these guys do is amazing. And, you know, we don't have a lot of guys that live in town, but the guys that do, they get out there and contain the fire long enough for mutual aid to get here to help us. And that was another situation on that Friday night with the wind and everything. I can't even imagine how you can so quickly understand which way to attack this fire and get inside the building. I mean, Reed Murphy actually put up a video. I don't know if everybody got to see that video. Of our firemen, they had a camera on their helmet, and they were inside the building, working that flame back, pushing it back, you know, and just can't give them enough credit. And I just want to thank them for everything they do. Looking forward to getting them in their firehouse.
If I can add to that.
Yep.
I think no one up here who's ever, like, actually been a victim of a fire. Yeah. I was very fortunate because of our firemen. When the damage went up in 2007, my unit was not damaged because the flame was coming to my place. It was worse conditions than it was the other night. And if it wasn't for Seabright and the mutual aid companies, that my place would be gone too. So these guys are phenomenal. We are so lucky to have them. And
your night was freezing cold, right?
It was 10 times worse. Right. If you see photographs of the town's fire, if you didn't know it was from a fire, it looks like a winter wonderland almost, because everything is just frozen. It looks beautiful, except it came from like a complete disaster. And it just, that impacted me so much that I never really realized what fire would do. Until then, I never needed them. And I think a lot of people take them for granted because most people don't ever have to need them. But they're there for us. We are so fortunate. I just want to express that every single year to them how grateful I am.
Other than that, progress.
Next up, Public Works and Building Department, chaired by Councilman Rosen.
All right, Public Works, we've got a couple of some big projects going on downtown, and in general, we've got some sewer mains. Some sewer main repairs. We got phase two of the sewer main repair down on the main line down on off of Embry there, which is getting ready to go to proposal phase. Oswald Enterprises has been in town the past couple months, or the past month or so, and will be in again back in March 18th. We've been doing some videotaping of the downtown sewer systems, and we're going to be doing some smoke tests sometime around March 18th. The date isn't set in stone yet of the downtown area, and that's basically to look for leaks anywhere where we are getting infiltration of stormwater into our sewer systems, and we're going to try and patch those up and eliminate them. That will help us kind of calm the storm of the stormwater that we're processing through our wastewater treatment plant, which is an unnecessary expense to the town that we're trying to eliminate. So hopefully we can get that under control. So there's a lot of little projects going on there. We've got another, to that fact, we've also got a sewer line that's going to be getting replaced in front of the Mad Hatter off of East Ocean Avenue there within the next month or so. That's going to get started. There's going to be some downtown streets getting repaved, as well as Mountain View Way on the north end. But it's Church Street, East Church, and East New, correct?
Church Street, East New, Ocean Avenue.
So those are going to be getting paved sometime within the next few months. Like I said, East Ocean Avenue is going to be getting a whole new sewer line getting put in there. So there's a lot of stuff going on in that regard downtown. As John mentioned, we got some new beach lockers. We actually got 14 new beach lockers. We also got two new lifeguard stands that they're put together and got out there ready for this summer. What else we got? I think that's about it. So obviously there's a lot of stuff getting ready for the summer coming up, with parking and all that stuff going to happen. As was mentioned in one of our consent agenda, we're going to be reallocating our parking situation in downtown. So things are going to be changing a little bit down there. So keep your eyes open for signs. We're going to basically kind of conglomerate thing and consolidate our parking, so it's a little bit more easier to understand, and that so our special police officers have a better easier time understanding the rules as well as they come on board in the beginning of summer. So other than that, progress made, and lots of good stuff looking forward for the new building and everything in the summer. So
can I just ask a clarification question? Maybe I'll direct it to our engineers. Reference the East Ocean Avenue repaving. That's going to impact the businesses. Do we know when?
Obviously, notices will be sent out. The time frame right now is to advertise in early April, with a construction in end of April, early May. Because of the sewer repairs on East Ocean Avenue, you need to allow for a great time for the trench to settle. So the final paving of East Ocean Avenue will likely be after the busy summer season.
So there'll be no disruption of the parking lot?
It'll be milled out, and we'll do temporary striping, and then the contractor would just have to come and do the final overlay.
What does that mean, it'll be milled out?
Milling machine?
It's not going to be dug up or otherwise looking bad.
It's a flat surface. It won't look like a finished roadway, but it'll be drivable and temporary striping put on so people will be able to park there. But it won't look like a finished pavement surface.
It won't be nice and smooth.
Have we done it anyplace else we can use as an example?
Pedestrians and people dragging carts, children, strollers.
Let me just clarify. What will happen is the contractor will dig a trench and put the sewer main in the trench, backfill it, and we will have him pave the trench surface to be flush with the adjoining pavement. So it will be one continuous surface with no ruts or trench in it. It just won't be one continuous pavement overlay. That will happen after later.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Final reports, capital plan, flood control, beautification, chaired by Councilman
Kelly. Yes. In addition to what Charlie was saying, as you know, the library coming in, we also got our spots seeing all the building too, so we're occupying a space at the library next month, and we're ready for the new beach season. And of course, the municipal building is under construction now, progressing pretty nicely, and I'm excited for that progress.
Thank you, Councilman. I don't have anything much to add. Having participated in numerous conversations for fact-finding on shared services and also building capital projects, both this building and the other building, I would just like to congratulate everybody for working hard. Keep up the good work, because we have a lot to do. We're under 100 days and we're more of it. Everybody, we are going to be having a fireman's fair in the spring, and that was approved for May 17th, 18th, and 19th. We have a closed session.
Yes, you do.
Executive session.
I'll make a motion to go to
the closed session. Is that for litigation or personnel?
No, it's
I made the motion.